From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a new executive order barring travelers from six countries to the United States for 3 months and all refugees for 4 months after federal appeals judges blocked a similar order from implementation last month. In an attempt to ensure a smoother rollout of the travel ban and protect it from legal scrutiny, the new executive order differs from the January 27th version in several key aspects. Among the most notable changes is the exclusion of Iraqis from the list of suspended travelers. The new order bans nationals and citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Rex Tillerson is the U.S. Secretary of State.
It is the president's solemn duty to protect the American people. And with this order, President Trump is exercising his rightful authority to keep our people safe. As threats to our security continue to evolve and change, common sense dictates that we continually reevaluate and reassess the systems we rely upon to protect our country.
And the new ban includes a grace period and will take effect on March 16th. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to dispute President Trump's allegation that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at Trump Tower in New York City during last year's presidential campaign.
I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time, or as a candidate, or against his campaign.
That is former Director of National Intelligence in the Obama administration, James Clapper. Some U.S. lawmakers of both major political parties have criticized the president for this. This is VOA.